One of the meeting of the Board of Farmers Permit Examiners hereby called to order at 10:04 a.m. Thank you all for coming. I have a brief introductory statement to read, and in advance of hearing testimony, I'll explain what we'll be doing here today. So for the record, and in advance of hearing testimony, I'd like to explain the procedures we'll be following today. These are civil administrative proceedings held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the Connecticut General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing each case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, meaning again, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for either denying or revoking a permit. It'll occasionally happen that facts and events, as the issuing authority believed them to be at the time of the denial or revocation, justified that denial or revocation. But additional facts or circumstances that come to light during these hearings could convince the board that, in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, this board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the general statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examine. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. So please be advised that this board takes perjury very seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. Excuse me. These hearings are public hearings, and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. So accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence can be excluded from the public. Okay, this is how we proceed. Both parties can make brief opening statements indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. Just a few sentences about what you intend to prove. Okay, first the issuing authority goes, then the appellant goes. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the applicant's permit or application. You can call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each person's testimony, the other party can cross-examine that witness. The board can also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority, and then the appellant, can make brief closing statements. Decisions of the board is by majority vote of those members present and voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. So accordingly, all tie votes go to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statute Section 29-28D and pursuant to Superior Court rulings, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. And to that end, the board will refrain from restraining the appellants by name or noting the appellant's address, but will simply address each appellant by the title appellant. The board hereby requests that all witnesses testifying here today do likewise and refer to each appellant only by his or her title, the appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court rulings, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to the matter subject to erasure pursuant to Connecticut General Statute Section 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or the personal recollection of underlying events. Finally, please turn off your cell phones or put your phones on vibrate. I always forget to do that, so please do that. If you need to have a conversation, you can go out into the hallway to do that so as to not to disturb the proceedings. And again, as was said earlier, the seating is limited, so if you want to wait outside, sit in the lounge chairs out there, that's okay. We'll send somebody in to come get you when it's your turn. Okay. So now we will introduce the, have a roll call of the board. Okay, so please signify your presence by saying here. Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Colonel Overturf.
Here.
Colonel Lewis is not here. Chief Rosenzweig.
Here.
Let's see, I'm here, Ms. Johnson is not here, Attorney Footner is not here. We have a quorum, oh, Chief Rosenzweig, yes, we have a quorum, so we can proceed. So, let's see, we need to do a roll call of the appellants. So, again, we're going to call the cases by number only to preserve the confidentiality of persons testifying. So no names will be used. Please, if you don't know, everyone know the number of their case. Okay, with that, here we go. So I'm going to call the cases by number. The first case on the docket today is case number 23-302. Is the issuing authority here?
Present.
Is the appellant here?
They did not check in.
Not check in, okay. Case number two is out. Case number three. Case number 23-153. Is the issuing authority here?
Issuing authority.
Is the appellant here?
Present.
Case number 24-366, issuing authority?
356.
Doug. Appellant? Is the appellant?
Yes, the appellant is here.
Okay. Again, everybody check their numbers.
356.
He said 366. 356.
356.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
366. I'm sorry, my mistake.
What about 366?
No, no.
That's
336 is off.
That's off. Okay.
Okay, gotcha. Oh,
yeah,
I was looking at the old agenda. Got it. Thank you.
First of many. Okay. Okay, so 22-959. Is the appellant authority here?
Issuing authority.
Issuing authority. Appellant?
The appellant did not check in.
Okay.
959.
Case number 24-465. Issuing authority?
Issuing authority.
Appellant?
The appellant did not check in.
Case number 23-311. Issuing authorities here? Is the appellant?
No.
Appellant's here? Great. Case number 23-111.
Present.
Appellant?
The
appellant.
Okay. And the attorney's running late on that one, but yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
23-269. Issuing authority?
Here.
Appellant? The appellant here?
He checked in.
He did, okay.
Is Hamden here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. 23-147.
Issuing authority.
An appellant, okay. And finally, 23-164.
Issuing authority.
Appellant? Okay. All right, thank you. So we will now administer the oath. If anyone here that will be testifying, whether you're a witness or an appellant, please stand up. We'll administer the oath of office. Please raise your right hand.
Are you going to testify in the back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the testimony you shall give here today is the truth, it's the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or under penalties of perjury? Thank you. You may be seated. Okay.